I'm Lindsay Berkson, and I remember Stallone was once interviewed, and he said, being lonely is going to kill you, man. And it turns out from research, we are meant to coexist in communities, to feel like we have someone to talk to at the end of the day, to have some, all of our cells are in communities, our organs work together and signal and gossip in kind of a communal way. And it seems socially we're somewhat built to live in a communal manner. This research comes out of Helsinki in Finland, looking at people who were unmarried because they either have never been married or they're divorced and living alone versus people who are married or have even just a roommate. And what they were taking a look at was their events of a heart attack and of how much they had within a short period of time death from that heart attack. And this is a really interesting study because it's taking a look at the relationship of loneliness and the risk of heart disease and marriage and living with others, communal living, as being cardioprotective. So this is a very interesting study. And they looked at fatality rates about a month out after having had an emergency heart attack and who died and who didn't. And people who were never married, men who were never married, had significant risk of dying within 28 days after having a heart attack. Never being married, even in women, that was a risk, although not as high as men. So it appears as though living together with someone there, for both living alone and being unmarried, most of the survival disadvantage is pretty profound. And for married men and women or unmarried men and women that have households with a roommate, with a cousin, with a family member, this emotionally protects the heart and it physically protects the heart. This is Lindsay Berkson at BodyMindHormones.com. Bye.